T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
An abuse of power is how New York's Attorney General Tish James describes President Trump's national emergency to build the border wall. She is joining Democrat AGs in 15 other states, including New Jersey and Connecticut, in suing to stop this. She says declaring an emergency when one does not exist is, in her words, immoral and illegal.
Let's go to Washington now on the Newsline, CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. The president has been responding this morning in his usual way on Twitter. And what's he saying about that?
Well, he is saying he expected this. And he did say late last week that he expected to be sued, and particularly in the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out west. The suit was filed last night in a California federal court. The president says it's being brought mainly by open border Democrats and the radical left. The tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and 13 other states are suing the president, arguing that he has stepped out of his constitutional bounds. The main argument is that each of the states is harmed because the president is going to tap military construction funds and drug interdiction funds. The White House hasn't specifically revealed exactly how those funds are going to be redirected, but the states are preemptively issuing this lawsuit saying that they know, or they at least presume, that their interests are going to be harmed by this because particular funds are going to be redirected from their states to the wall. The first difficulty they're going to have to overcome is a judge's question about the specific harm. The White House hasn't said exactly where this money is going to be redirected. So how can these states allege that they are harmed in a particular articulable way?
These states and are joining either a bunch of either pending or already filed lawsuits over this. And the president is going ahead with this project, and he's not turning back. He's not looking back at all.
No, he's not. Look, he said he expects to lose the first couple of rounds here. He expects to lose at the district court level. That's the trial court in California. He says he expects to lose at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But he says, hopefully, in his view, the Supreme Court will give him a fair shake. The broader point that the opponents are trying to make here is that the president does not have the authority in the law or in the Constitution to declare a national emergency when Congress explicitly refused to appropriate funds the way the president wanted to. They say that this is an unprecedented use of a national emergency to achieve a particular policy objective when the Congress explicitly didn't go along with it. So that's the crux of it. And by the way, the lawsuit actually quotes the president from his news conference here at the White House last Friday when he said, quote, "I didn't need to do this."
Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.